Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jumma Mubarak to all of you and everyone streaming us on live. Just before I begin my announcements, for everyone who's watching this online, you can turn off the closed captions from the button down on the right-hand side. Those captions don't come from us, they're automatically generated. So if it's saying something weird or wrong, it's not us, we're not typing it. It's coming straight from the YouTube app. Just want to remind you all that make sure to keep your mask above your nose and keep it completely covered as you guys are here at ISOC, as well as maintain a good social distance with everyone around you. Every Sunday from 10:45 a.m. to 12 noon, Sheikh Shahid discusses the fiqh of Salah, how to prepare for Salah, the various types of prayers, and many other matters related to perfecting our prayers. Then from 12 noon to 1 p.m. in the same Zoom link, Dr. Siddiqui continues with his tafsir class. He is currently discussing Surah Ali Imran. This evening, MYG will be hosting a special talk on Prophet Isa. The talk with Sheikh Shahid Ali will begin at 7:30 p.m. He will discuss the Islamic views about the life and status of this great prophet. If you'd like to sign up for our newsletter, you can sign up at isocmasjid.org. You'll be up to date on all the programs and events through our email link. ISOC is looking for a van or truck, so if you have one in good working order that you can donate, that will be very much appreciated. So we have this amazing campaign that we're starting up, and it's called Jumpstart 2021. So we're coming to the end of the year of 2020, and we want to get ready to get into 2021. So we're looking for 500 families or 500 individuals who can donate a simple $50 a month for 12 months. And we want to get this started earlier rather than waiting until the 2021 starts. So that's why we're starting at the end of 2020 to jumpstart into 2021. Your masjid still has its expenses. A lot of expenses, yes. Expenses have gone down a little bit because not all the amenities are open. But there are still a lot of expenses that the masjid incurs. And a lot of our revenue streams, like having events at the masjid, having festivals, the cafeteria, the bookstore, and the amount of people who just come in and drop a few dollars into the donation box have reduced significantly because the amount of attendees we have has also decreased. And alhamdulillah, a lot of the masjids throughout the nation are closed at the moment. But a lot of times what's happening is that people from different parts of the country are calling in and asking for Dr. Siddiqui, whether it's to do shahada, for counseling purposes. All these different amenities are still active. As well as, you know, we have to maintain a clean environment for our salah area. So the amount of time and energy and labor work that's required to make sure the sanitation of places where you pray is as clean as we can possibly make it in these difficult times, it still requires a lot of money to do. So what we're asking for is if we can get 500 families, I'm sure there's a ton of families who are watching online, and there's not as many right now over here sitting down, but if you can spread the word to help us jumpstart into 2021, right now. So if you want to sign up for Jumpstart 2021, which is $50 a month for 12 months, you can go to giveisocmasjid.org, or you can sign up at the back. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna kind of see how many people sign up for this week, and then upcoming week I'll kind of give you guys an update, because we really want to reach that goal and help sustain the masjid as much as we possibly can, so we don't have to keep on continuously asking you guys for money. We want to keep the masjid the way so it's self-sustained without us asking people continuously for donations. Once again, if you'd like to donate, there's a table at the back. as well as you can go to give.isocmasjid.org. I hope you guys have a wonderful Jummah and a weekend, and I hope you guys all stay safe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our Creator, our Lord, the Lord of the universe, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Hashr, La yastavi ashabu al-nari wa ashabu al-jannah, ashabu al-jannati humul fa'izun. The people of hell and the people of Jannah, they are not the same. They are not equal. The people of Jannah, they are the winners. They are the successful people. In this world, we have varieties of people. People of different races, different colors, different nationalities. People who are rich, people who are poor. People who speak different languages. There are so many differences and different views. Some are liberal, some are conservatives. So this is all in this world. But in the Akhirah, when this world will be over, there will be another world, which is called Darul Akhirah. So we have Darul Dunya, this world, and then the Akhirah. In the Akhirah, all these differences will be go away. And there will be only two types of people, Fariqun fil Jannah, wa Fariqun fil Sa'ir. A group will be in Jannah, and another group will be in the hell. May Allah save us from that. So these people who are in the Quran, they are called Ashabul Jannah, and there are people who are called Ashabul Nar, Ashabul Sa'ir, Ashabul Jahannam. These people, these two people, they are not in Jannah, they will not be in Jannah or in the hellfire because of their colors or because of their races or because of their nationalities. They will not be in Jannah or in hell because of the language that they speak. None of these things will matter. What will matter will be, the Quran has specified certain things. And when you go and look into the Quran, what the Quran says about Ashabul Jannah and what the Quran says Ashabul Nar, you will find that there are five categories of the people of Jannah. And there are five categories of the people of hellfire. So it's mentioned many places. It's good to look at that and try to see that what are those people? What are those qualities? Because those who will be in Jannah, they will be in the bliss. Allah will be pleased with them. Allah will reward them. Allah will give them a lot. And they are the one who will be in the most happy place, eternal happiness for them. And those who will be in the hellfire, may Allah protect us from that, may Allah save us from that, those who will be in the hellfire, they will be in misery, in pain, in difficulty, in punishment, in fire. So that's why it is always to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among the people of Jannah and save us from the people from hell and from the people of hellfire. So the Quran mentions the categories of people who will be in the hellfire. These are the people, as Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Mulk, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرَ فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَصُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرَ. They say, if we were hearing, if we were listening, and if you had used our aql, we would not have been the people of hell. So hearing means hearing the word of Allah, hearing the words of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his message through his prophets, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us aql. Aql is given to the human beings to use it, understand things, look at the things and then understand, and then after that make the proper decision. So on the day of judgment, they say, if we were listening to the prophets, and if we had used our mind properly, we would not have been among the people of the hell. مَا كُنَّ فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah said, they admit their mistakes. They admit their sin. So صُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So woe to those who are the people of hell. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبُرُوا عَنْهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has sent his ayat, and these are ayat of revelation, Allah's message that came through his prophets. And those who disbelieve and deny kufr and takzib. Kufr means to disbelieve. We don't believe in that. And then they reject that. They reject the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call those ayat lies. So those are the people of hell. And they will be there forever. And those who are الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, those who reject the ayat of Allah and they show arrogance, haughtiness, out of their haughtiness, their pride, they reject Allah's words. They are also people of hellfire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who turn away from the way of Allah and die in the state of kufr, don't repent. They turn away from the path of Allah and then also stay in that way until they die. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who turn away from Allah's deen and they die in the state of kufr, their deeds have no meaning. Whatever they may have done in this world is void, null and void. And they will be the people of hellfire and they will stay there forever. Then you have several ayat in the Quran that talks about people who commit shirk. That means those who say that there is another God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship many gods. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those will be also the people of hellfire. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Istighfar of even the prophets, istighfar for them will not help them if they commit shirk. So he said, it is not for any prophet and also the believers to ask forgiveness for the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk, even if they are their relatives, because they are the Ashabul Jaheem. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a fifth group of people are those who commit sin. And sin surrounds them. That means this is the life of sin they live. And they do not repent and do not reform themselves, do not correct themselves. They become the party of shaitan. Ulaika hazbu shaitan. بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاتَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Or Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ مَا لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So this is another group of people who commit sin. Of course, everybody makes some sin, some difficulty. But the believers are those, when they make mistake, they repent. They turn to Allah, ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but then they stay in their sin. أَحَاتَتْ بِهِ خَطِيَتُهُ. They keep justifying their sin and doing the sin again and again. These are the people of hell. And they will be there forever. May Allah save us from that. Then you have another category of people that Quran mentioned. These are the Ashabul Jannah. The people of paradise, the people of heaven, the people of Firdaus, highest place. Jannah has many levels, so highest level, Firdaus. So these are the people who are, Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who believe, those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also do good deeds, they are the people of Jannah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So you will find that mentioned again and again, those who believe and do the good deeds, they are the people of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who say our Lord is Allah, and they stay firm on this, they recognize Allah as their Lord, and they don't budge, they don't leave any this, don't compromise on this. Lord is Allah. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشُرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who say our Lord is Allah and follow the straight path, they are the people of Jannah. And they shall stay there in Jannah. They have no fear, no grief. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who continuously do good things and try to do things in the best manner, in a good way, they also will be the people of Jannah. الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَالزِّيَادَ وَلَا يَرْهَقُوا وُجُوهَهُمْ قَطَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who do good things and more. And it's just not only just the fard, but even the mafil. Do sadaqat, khairat, good deeds. Keep on doing good deeds. They shall have no problem. They shall not have gloominess on the day, on their faces on the day of judgment. Their faces will be shining. The noor will be there. They will not be humiliated. But they will be the people of Jannah. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are good to their parents and are caring to their families, to their children, they are also the people of Jannah. وَوَصَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ بَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ تَقَبَّلُوا أَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يعدون. So here is the people who are very respectful, very kind, very caring for their parents. And also they pray for their children and do good things to their children to raise them up in a nice way. Allah says they are the people who are Ashabul Jannah. And then Allah says another group of people mentioned in several ayat, those who trust their Lord and believe in His promises. So they are trusting Allah, and whatever Allah has promised them, they believe in that, and then they are going to be in Jannah also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا قَالُوا نَعَمْ فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون. So here are the people who are who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the Jannah, and they are going to be there forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among the people of Jannah and save us from hell and from people of hellfire. And you know, this is Quran says in Surah Al-Layl that there is a path of happiness, there is a path of bliss, and there is a path of misery and the path of hardship. And some people, for them Allah make it easy to follow the path of happiness, and there are some people, for them Allah make it easy to follow the path of misery and difficulty. So why? Because of their own faith and their own belief. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for him who gives and is mindful and attest to that which is best, we will ease his way unto ease. فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Yusra is the way of Jannah. So we shall ease his way to ease. But he who is miserly, does not give for good causes, and think himself self-sufficient, said, I have, I don't need anything. Say himself, استغنى, I don't care. Allah has given me enough, that's it. So these are the people, and denies what is the best. does not recognize that there will be a day of judgment. So those who are the people, Allah says, we shall ease his way to hardship. Ease his way to hardship. That becomes some people go to hell very easy. So that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we pay attention to the Quranic verses that talk about the way of Jannah and the Quranic way verses that talk about the way of the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah and save us from hell. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there are vaccines are available. Although I'm not giving you any medical advice, you have to check with your own doctor. But I just want to tell you that these two vaccines, one is Pfizer vaccine and the other is Moderna vaccine. Our scholars, we have together discussed this. We do not find anything that is haram in them. So they are, from Islamic point of view, they are halal. Now whether you use it or not use it, it is up to you. And also you should discuss it with your doctor. So we hope and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will make it easy for us. Because this virus is spreading. This is all over, unfortunately. And there are thousands and thousands of people are suffering. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, سَتَدَاوَوْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ دَاءً إِلَّا جَعَلَهُ دَوَاءً. Take dawa, because there is no disease except for medicine is there. Now, some people know the medicine, some people don't know the medicine. People may strive to get the right medicine for that. And if the right medicine they got, inshallah, there will be shifa for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put shifa and made the shifa, some asbab, some ways to get the shifa. So that's why Islam emphasizes that people should take dawa, should take medicine. It is not fard, but it is good. It is highly recommended in the Sharia that people, if they are not well, then they should take medicine for that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this easy for the people and remove this pain and this suffering from the people. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. اللهم إنا نسألك الشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء. Please make dua for Sayyid Halim Masoodi and also Mirvis Girvin, Gideon, and Sayyid Badruddin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi, la shafi, illa anta shifa, la yugadiru saqma. Also, our brother Akbar Khan, he used to work at the Islamic Society as a security guard. He worked for many years, he passed away. Please make dua maghfirah for him. Allahumma aghfir lahu wa rahmah wa afi wa afu an. اللهم اكرم نزله والسم ادخله اللهم اغسله اللهم ارفع عنه خطاياه يا الله يا رب اغفر له وانت خير الراحمين. There is a sister, her name is Amanda Crosby Rickman. She accepted Islam, married to a Muslim, but then after that she had divorced. No one else in her family is Muslim. She was alone as Muslim, and she passed away. But her family, who are non-Muslim, they refuse her to be buried. They want to have to cremate her. Many people tried. They say, we'll take care of the expenses and everything. She should be buried, but they are not accepting that. So unfortunately, she is going to be cremated because legally there is no other authority. I mean, because she is divorced, so there is no other authority except her parents, her family members. So she will have no burial, Islamic burial. There will be no kafan, there will be no washing. So what we'll do, we'll pray Salatul Ghaib for her, because she will be buried without any salat. So that's why we have to pray. We can make Salatul Ghaib for her. So inshallah, after the salat, we'll make Salatul Janazah for her. And in this way, Salatul Ghaib means the body is not in front of us. So we are intending in our mind, we're making the niyyah that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and our dua, inshallah, reach to her and may Allah give her forgiveness. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان اليوم الدين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا